Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump has announced that he's replacing his Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The president thanked her for her service but gave no reason for the change. It follows growing anger in the White House at the failure to reduce the number of migrants entering the United States illegally across the southern border. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
As the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen faced widespread criticism for enforcing a Trump administration policy which led to the separation of children from their parents at the border. Mr. Trump later changed the so-called zero-tolerance approach. She'll be replaced as acting secretary by Kevin McAleenan, who's the current Commissioner of US Customs and Border Protection.
The United States has demanded an immediate halt to an offensive by the Libyan warlord Khalifa Haftar on the capital, Tripoli. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said the U.S. was continuing to press Libyan leaders to return to political talks mediated by the United Nations. 4 days of fighting around Tripoli are reported to have left more than 20 people dead. Government forces have threatened a counter-offensive against General Haftar's stronghold in eastern Libya. London has begun enforcing a scheme to clean up its polluted air through an ultra-low emission zone for vehicles in the city centre. From today, drivers with the most polluting vehicles have to pay to drive into the central zone. Lorries and buses that aren't compliant will be charged about $130 a day. The mayor of London is Sadiq Khan.
In London, we've got a public health emergency. People are changing their behaviours already. And the point of this policy is to lead to a bigger change of behaviour. You know, there are 1 in 5 children in London who go to a primary school where the air is illegal. We think because of our policies, we'll go from a situation where there are 450 schools in areas where the air is illegal to 5 in 2020 and 0 by 2025.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan. Animal rights activists in Australia have blocked roads and broken into abattoirs in a day of action across the country. They are protesting against the mistreatment of livestock on farms. At least 9 people were arrested. Phil Mercer has more details.
Protesters have disrupted rush hour traffic and trams in the centre of Melbourne. Other animal rights campaigners have chained themselves to equipment at abattoirs. The demonstrations mark the 1-year anniversary of the release of a documentary that used hidden cameras and drones to investigate the abuse of livestock in Australia. Farming groups said the film didn't reflect the practices of the industry as a whole.
BBC World News.